following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine Home of Holy Love Ministries from Friday, November 5th through Thursday, November 11th, 2021. November 5th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "This is very important. Saint Martin reminded you of it on his feast day. That is, always rely on the grace of the present moment. This grace is supportive, dependable, protective, and my provision. As life unfolds before you, never fear, but with love, patiently await my next move. This is to trust in the present moment grace." A note is given to read Romans chapter 8, verse 28. We know that in everything God works for good with those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. Another note is given to read Philippians chapter 4, 6 through 7. Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. November 6th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, keep in your prayers your own faith. It is through a strong faith you can discover the grace of the present moment. When you discover this grace, you are defeating Satan, who wants to destroy your faith and lead you into discouragement. Even in every cross there is grace. I give you the strength of perseverance and patience in adversity. Think how my son suffered his passion with courage and with patience. Ask me for all you need with faith, and you will receive it. I embrace the faith-filled heart with my divine love. Rely on the grace of the present moment to see you through every difficulty. In this grace, Satan's plans are defeated." A note is given to read Romans chapter 8, verse 28. We know that in everything God works for good with those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. November 7th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, pray to recognize the inspirations of present moment grace. Such grace can be salvific, life-saving, and can change the whole direction of your life. Contemplate for a moment the present moment graces outlined in Scripture. Moses was inspired to ascend the mountain to receive the Ten Commandments. Noah was inspired to build the ark. The people of Nineveh were inspired to repent. These were monumental present moment graces. But I tell you, if you do not learn to listen to every present moment grace, you quite possibly could miss the very important inspirations I send into your hearts and lives. No grace is unimportant, no matter how seemingly small. Learn to recognize even the smallest grace so that you do not miss the greater graces I send you." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 2, 4 through 5. But God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. November 8, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, Satan's plan is to control governments and through the government to control people. The more people depend on the government for everything, the less they will depend on me. In this country, people are encouraged not to work, and they are greatly rewarded with government monies to be unemployed. Therefore, they do not turn to me for guidance, but follow blindly behind a corrupt government. This places too much power in the hands of corruption and takes away man's courage to pray for guidance. This is how the inspirations of the Holy Spirit are thwarted. Satan is then able to encourage people to support corruption and to line their pockets with ill-gotten gain. When man is not choosing to please me ahead of self, it is easy for Satan to take over governments and cloud judgment. Pray that the citizens of every nation seek the truth and not monetary reward. A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 4. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. November 9th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, Children, when you are trusting me, your heart is like a fragrant flower that I desire next to me always. Please recognize that it is Satan who seeks to destroy your trust. Oppose him in every present moment. A note is given to read Psalm 4, 2 through 3. O sons of men, how long will you be dull of heart? How long will you love vain words and seek after lies? But know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. November 10th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, This ministry, this prayer site, is designed to help souls grow spiritually. A great part of this growth is discernment, learning to decipher good from evil. Do not presume when you come here that Satan will not try to interfere or mislead you. Evil has its own spirits, which are not confined to any boundary on earth. So then, before anyone makes a pilgrimage here, it is wise to pray for discernment. My spirit, the spirit of truth, is powerful here and desires to lead you beyond your human comprehension. Pray that your heart is open to my truth, which may vary from your human desires. The more you trust in me, the more you will be able to discover the truth. My truth does not always uphold human authority when it is in error. Those in high places have more to answer for, as I have allowed them much influence in the world. However, Some lead according to love of money and or power. Therefore, it is wise to be consecrated to the truth. A note is given to read Wisdom, chapter 6, 1-5. Listen, therefore, O kings, and understand. Learn, O judges of the ends of the earth. Give ear, you that rule over multitudes and boast of many nations. For your dominion was given you from the Lord, and your sovereignty from the Most High, who will search out your works and inquire into your plans. Because as servants of his kingdom you did not rule rightly, nor keep the law, nor walk according to the purpose of God, he will come upon you terribly and swiftly, because severe judgment falls on those in high places. Another note is given to read James chapter 3, 17-18. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, without uncertainty or insincerity. And the harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. November 11th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, Children, I love each one of you very much and desire your salvation. But you must desire your salvation as well. Off and on throughout the day, make an effort to be connected to me. Say little ejaculatory prayers. Papa God, I love you. Save my soul. Decide for me. This is how we stay united throughout the day. I am always with you. Believe this and live accordingly. Do not engage in any activity, language, or sinful thoughts, as I know and see everything. You do not face any trial, experience any pain, or opposition I am unaware of. Be confident in my intercession, my assistance, and do not fear. The more you love me, the more you will believe this and feel safe in my arms. The future will not seem daunting, and we will face every present moment together. A note is given to read Galatians chapter 6, 7-10. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.